in the entire state, or entire district, 21 counties.
But for Tanya County, we've got overlays on letter routes T, O, and Y, which makes it really easy for me to remember. And then we've got a chip seal on 160 on the west side of 65. And then we've got the ongoing construction with the bridges. Well, obviously, both shovels and then finishing up the three bridges in eastern Tanya County. And anything else listed for Tanya County? I apologize.
So it's still a fairly busy time for the county. We won't see near as much overlay work and stuff as we did last year. The stretch of 65 going north towards Ozark, I believe right now it's tentatively set for 2021, so it'll be a few years before we come back through down to the high road. That'll be the next big overlay we do. We are starting to look at the Long Creek Bridge. That's going to be fun. That's a major bridge, for the entire state because it's over 1,000 foot long. I'm not sure. You know, we're just literally have just assigned a project number to it. And
was Long Creek put in Long Creek when the lake was formed?
I'm assuming, yeah.
So it's not that old, but it's getting old.
That's old. That's right at the point where we start. We've been having issues with the deck for quite a while now. We've done some soundings and things to show the voids and everything, and we've done quite a bit of patching. We're probably looking at a full replacement, just like with Bull Shoals. So that will be interesting. this is another time, there are multiple times when I wish we had more money, but this is another time when I wish we had more money because I would love to just be able to blow up that whole area around Amanda Road and fix that lawn there and fix that steep grade and a whole bunch of other things, but I don't know if that's going to be in the cards. So,
do you have any plans or any funds earmarked yet for the enhancement of Highway 65 to the Arkansas border, all the connectors and everything?
We don't have anything set aside. I am looking at adding in some what I would call safety enhancements along the section of 65 that I was talking about in 2021, which is basically from the high road north to Ozark, because we've got a lot of those little crossing, you know, little connections that are at grade that don't have any turn lanes. That,
what the flashing yellow lights are.
Yeah, that type of thing. And, you know, we don't have the funding to pay for interchanges or anything like that, so we'll probably be looking more along the lines of, you know, extending some right turn lanes, adding some left turn lanes. You know, if there's a crossing that needs to go away and put a J-turn in instead, that type of thing. And because those will run several million dollars just to do a stretch that long. So that's where I'm at right now on that. If there was anything else we did a road safety audit, which is one of the first ones we've done down in our district. And a road safety audit is basically when you put together a group of people, the traffic safety engineers that are used to always looking at the traffic safety data and getting calls about, you know, this needs fixed or this is not safe. Our maintenance folks, because they always, you know what's going on a road. The highway patrol and myself. And we did a roadway safety audit of Route F from 65 and then 160 up through basically the connection down to
Shade.
Thank you. And so we looked at that, and again, no funding for anything there, but we've targeted several locations. We've got a lot of accidents right there at Bull Creek. We have accidents.
Two fatalities just last week there on F.
Yeah, and you know, multiple reasons. You know, if there was any one spot that we could address, we would have addressed it.
And where the teenagers were?
Yeah, 17 and 16.
It's strange. They were laying outside the car and there was a tree between the car and them, and they were laying on their backs side by side.
That's our former representative, Maynard Wallace, had said at the meeting we were at, when they were doing the high road, he's like, you know, everything worked out great. He said that the ones just got their directions wrong, they went west instead of east from the highway. Of course, he was from Forsyth, you know, thought that'd be great if they'd come this way. But
so, you know, the type of things that we're looking at is, you know, are there any more intersections that we needed to improve, because we did come through and we added left turn lanes with the locations. I know you're not happy with the one location, and I get multiple calls about F and 160, but it works.
Yeah.
I mean, the facts are that we went from a very high accident location to basically zero.
It's definitely better.
But we're looking at, you know, the curves again. We put the high friction surface on those part of those sets of curves. We may end up extending that high friction surface treatment through that whole area. You know, like I said, again, looking at possibility of adding turn lanes. And we even, you know, the group that we've got to meet again, but we may recommend, you know, looking at doing what we know we've got within a small budget now, but we may make some recommendations for some realignment. So we looked real hard at that Bull Creek area. You know, can we just bypass the whole thing and just come across? But
when you did your surveys, when you went on your lunch break, did you happen to look at Highway 248?
We haven't looked at 248 yet. 248 shows up. I can tell you that 248 shows up quite a bit. 76, you know, from basically Branson over to Forsyth is probably it, and 160 are probably the highest for the two. And it's volumes. The volume of traffic on 160 and F is so much higher that there's just more accidents.
Well, we've got another potential project that can affect transportation, and that's the new TIF that's going to be on the February docket. It's out in the Celebration City area, and there's going to be more traffic funneled into that area. And how they get there, they either come from the west, but they will come High Road 248, come on down around. So
we can get some more traffic on the High Road, but man, we feel good. I got a nice, well bit road.
Some more traffic or some traffic? How do you
know? we have a freeway. Basically, it's not built to freeway speeds, but it's built to, you know, built to freeway access.
Yes.
And I would love to have the volumes that I have on F over on the High Road. Make me feel a lot better.
But on Route T, is that from 76 east and we going up to the end? Is that what T?
Yes.
Okay, it threw me off when I saw it. In near Branson. I guess technically it's profiled.
I need to look at some of those. Our customer relations person put that together and put it out before. I really wish she kind of sent it out for review by the group, but she didn't.
Because you get around to New York, those are nice, and you just get there.
Yeah. And I had a definition of something in Webster County that one of the Webster County commissioners called me on the other day, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that doesn't. I mean, it made sense to the person writing it, but it didn't make sense to anybody else, so. But yeah, I did have some comments from some folks because our maintenance forces came through and did quite a bit of improvements to T last year, and so they were like, "Oh, I thought you were already done." And I was like, "No, that was just the first course to try to get it leveled and nice, so we could come through over it." So. Cool. Trying to think if there was anything else. I mentioned the task force, so you know, like I said, the results of that task force were recommendations for increasing gas tax, increasing user fees. And then supporting legislation for safety features like seatbelts and no texting, that type of thing. So we were very pleased with the recommendations and hopefully that'll go forward. So. Anything else I'm leaving off, gentlemen? Any questions? I'm always leaving something.
Doran Holmes told me to complain about 160 and F to you. I keep explaining to him. Yeah, try to take a semi around that corner.
And I will tell you that our group will probably recommend that for a roundabout.
Yeah.
But it's going to be on our list. Yeah. You know. And so we can find some additional funding to make a
But now I can tell him I talked to you about it.
Yep. Yeah. And you can tell him that I've looked at it, too. If we had funding, we'd do something.
Yep.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Randy, I'm up there on any time.
We currently have some projects underway. Our transfer station maintenance building project, that's about 25% complete. We are working, should start a bridge project here on Victor Church within a couple of weeks, possibly. As soon as we get the bids open, they got delayed about a week in the bid process, so hopefully we'll get that one started, get that completed before summer.
Is that down at the bottom below the church?
Yeah.
Down.
That crossing right there, that when the water overtopped it twice, took the surface completely off one. So the structures under there aren't all that great, so we just put a small one-lane, or I mean that two-lane, but single span, or two-span type of structure, similar to what we've done on the Sycamore Church. So we got that one pegged, and then we're currently working on Roundway yet on the Coon Creek, so that one's on the list yet. I see where we're at there, and then of course Crown Mountain's still up here. We're waiting on how funded we get all the matches or what we're bridge route we're going to go there yet. So other than that, we have our chip seal ways ready for next year, and the guys are doing preliminary work on that stuff, so we'll have another about 80-mile list to complete, and that's various roads throughout the entire county. We do have some overlays that we're going to do. Beet Creek is one of the first ones, and then also a portion of Bird Road, doing the last three-lane road phase piece of Bird Road. Hope we can get those two done this next half season. So the others will be minor overlays, a few subdivision roads that we took in that weren't completed. We got to do an overlay to get it curb match the road surface. So those types of things. Other than that, it's just be pretty much normal maintenance.
Illinois Street Bridge.
Illinois Street Bridge should be almost completed this week, weather permitting. It just has rails on it to finish. Side rails, it should be torn one tomorrow.
Torn one side about noon today, and the other one will probably be Thursday, Friday.
And then it'll just be putting the ends back in, and then we'll come in. Getting shot the road approaches and everything on the inside. So that's nearing completion. So.
Question for Randy. Is there any new business?
I got one informational item for you. It will just be for your bedtime reading to take with you. Just so everyone's aware of a new term called Hyperloop. I don't know if you've heard that yet or not. Beth may have. But you're going to be hearing a lot more of it. So this is just scratching the surface. It's not going to be something that you can take a branch in, but it is going to be securing a lot of funding for both highway and rail, particularly of the MoDOT and the state, but Missouri in particular has thrown its hat in the ring of supporting high-speed operation of a tube-type hyperloop magnetic levitation that can carry passengers or freight, either one, between Kansas City and St. Louis. And it's a nationwide competition, but Missouri, and I think our senator and others are leveraging. This is likely to be under more focus of attention. Certainly it's going to be when President Trump starts to roll out the infrastructure projects, which may happen this year if he gets past all the other hurdles. This will be one that it's going to garner. It's just the future of transportation. And they may take a giant leap from conventional rail high speed, like the Japanese trains, into something like this Hyperloop. And Missouri is made a bid